Middle of the Taisvus, but Lamaisa, instead of starting from the middle, start from the beginning. Okay? The Gemara says, B'daf Gimel Amud Beis, good to see you, Dr. Drajan. The Gemara says, B'daf Gimel Amud Beis, Gemara is still pilpling for the Tana. Who's the Tana of the Mishnah? Yeah? So the Gemara suggests here that maybe remainders of the opinion that you require chasim lishma, therefore you say b'fanei nechtav. Well, why do you say b'fanei nechtav? Because maybe it requires a shma m'drabodol. Boy. Right? Benji, boy. And what did Taisa say boy meant? It's ma'akev im b'dyevet, yes?
Yes.
Boy is ma'akev im b'dyevet. Now, why is Mechubar Taisa's ass yesterday? Only the chachila. So we suggested an answer that I thought about after Shir. I think it's wrong. I told Gabriel that. Remember, I was distinguishing the Gezerah and the Takana? But it's not a Takana. Lishma is a drabana. It's a din drabana that you need Lishma. But Fanenechtim is based on that Lishma. So let's scratch that answer from what we said yesterday. We wanted to say our own answer to do the Gezerah and the Takana. That a Gezerah Lamaisa, you would make what? Lamaisa only the chachila. And then the Takana would be Bia. But it's not just the Fanenechtim is based on whether you need Lishma, Benji. So it's not an issue of the, you're not comparing the Gzeira of Mechubar, right, with the what? Not to write the Tovitz Mechubar with the notion of what? Fanenechtim. It's not the Fanenechtim. It's a dinner whether you need Lishma or the Drabuno. Do you need Lishma or the Drabuno? So we're going to scratch that answer. Halach Lamaisa. Yes, Gabriel.
Can we still compare between Gzeira and the Dindraban? They're still two separate things.
No, because the Dindraban and Lamaisa, it should also, everything should be uniform. If the Mechubar is Gzeira, it should be the Chachila, so that Dirabon on the Maisha is boy, it's Makkah. So why is one the Chachila, one B'dyevet? That's what I'm saying. It's not like a Takana, it's more of a Din Dirabonah that we require. You know, what's the Din Dirabonah? You know, the truth of the matter is, I'm glad you brought that up, Gabriel. We already put that down in your notes. I would even think it's Gzeira. Why do you think he requires the Shema on Chasima? I'm sorry, on Ksiva. Why do you think Remeir would require the Shema on Ksiva? A Gzeira that if you don't write what? You don't write the Ksiva Lishma, what are you going to end up doing? The Chasim Ishmael Lishma. So you can, in fact, call that a Gzeira. So if anything, they're both Gzeiras. So that makes Taisa's Kasha really strong that we learned yesterday. You know what I'm saying? So I want you to get that down. So instead of calling it one Gzeira, one at the corner, they're really both Gzeiras. And Taisa's Kasha was, Nate, as we learned in Taisa in the bottom of the base. Why is the Mechubra one only Chachima, and this one is going to be a Be'akev B'diyam? That was Taisa's Kasha. So Taisa's answer was, what was Taisa's answer? What was Tosa's answer? That the whole Mishnah is according to who? At this point in the Gemara, and the Gemara is going like Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan and who? Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. And therefore the Mishnah over there is like who? Rabbi Elazar. But according to Meir, it would be Makkev B'dyevet. So he holds Makkev B'dyevet in both places. And how do you know Meir holds Chasim Lishma then? That was the Makar. So if the Mishnah is according to Rabbi Elazar, how do you know Meir records Chasim Lishma at this point in the Gemara? Who has that Kasha? The Maharam Shif and who else?
Marshaw.
They both asked that kasha. If you listen from yesterday, you get it now. So Marshaw says there's a bit mucker floating somewhere out there. That we know Remeir holds Chasim Lishma. That was the Marshaw's answer. What was the Maharam Shif's answer? Someone tell me quickly, what was the Maharam Shif's answer?
The Gemara foreshadowed.
That the Gemara thought Rav Nachman, when he said the garbage can case, that was kasher min haTorah, it was only kasher what? Min haTorah, not min Rabban. Even the Gemara's going to pounce on that on the next line that we're going to see right now. You follow me? The Gemara at least held at this point it was only kasher min haTorah, but it was possum min Rabbanim. That's a little schwer because the Gemara's going to pounce on that right now and say Rabbi Yochanan should have elucidated his words. Every Amora has responsibility to elucidate his words. It's not like a Tana that's terse and succinct. Right? It's a Chorba that could come out of there, Rashi says. What's the Chorba? Mamzer min Rabbanim. A Mamzer min Rabbanim. Yes? Geshmak, the Tayrak Daishan. You got this? So let's see the Gemara. Go ahead. You're in the middle of everything, are you? The Ella. Let's go, guys. The Ella. Go ahead. Give him a little base. Let's see. The Ella and Mayer, he.
The Ella and Mayer, he. See the Shema, I mean, right?
Maybe it requires a boy and it's back in the heaven. Go ahead. Oh, you see the garbage can case. Take it right out of the garbage can. right? It was written for the Eidim, then he changes his mind, the same name with the same couple, picks it right out of there. So you see that what? That he doesn't require Ksiv Lishma, even on a what? Level the Rabbanon. Mamish nothing he doesn't require. Okay, so you see that he doesn't require it at all. Rav Nachman's quoting Rav Meir, Haya Omer Rav Meir. You have the Gemara in there, Lamaisa?
No.
So you gotta get the Gemara, you gotta look at the Gemara. Okay? So Rav Meir holds a what? Let's go, Binyam. Rav Meir holds what? What does Rav Meir hold? That the garbage can't get discussion both the rights and the Rabbana. Okay? Go ahead. Oh, maybe Rav Nachman only meant the Raisa. What do you mean he only meant the Raisa? What does it mean he only meant the Raisa? And the top of the Talon of the Yomim. The Talon of an Aleph, Lamaisa. We're going through the Gemara inside.
Right, I just want to be able to
understand. You can look all you want. We're looking at, I want you to understand the Gemara. What does Rav Nachman mean? Maybe Rav Nachman means on a level the Raisa? What do you mean on a level the Raisa? What do you mean level the Raisa? What does that mean, level the Raisa? That's possible in Rabbanon. Maybe that's what Rav Nachman meant. So that's exactly what the Baram Shif said. The Gemara pounces on that. That's what I meant to say. The Gemara pounces on it. It's a responsibility of Amayri to say if it would be possible in Rabbanon. He should have said that. Go ahead, Yahi. Then he should have said it. Then Rav Nachman should have said, Remeir, Hay Omer. Remeir would say, at a level the Raisa. Read the Rashi, look at the top two Rashis. Go ahead. If you tell me only meant a level of the Raisa, go ahead. That's a responsibility of an Amora to say that what exactly Reb Meir meant. Not to leave it up to us. Go ahead. I don't want a Korba coming from a destruction. Korba's a destruction. Bimam Zayrin. Mid Obama. He should have said that. Go ahead. That's the way he should have said. Rav Meir used to say, Hayat Dvar Torah. That's what he should have said. And he didn't say that. So it must be that what? That we meant as Kasha Dirais and Rabbanon. So we just got rid of that whole proposal. We had four proposals on Gimel and Beis. Who did Tana Ramish was? Jonathan. We had four proposals. The first one was what? First one is Rav Meir. Rav Meir only says Chasim Lishma, not Chasim Lishma. So why didn't find Nechem and Nechem? Then the Gemara said it's Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar only knows Chasim Lishma, not Chasim Lishma. Then the Gemara said, well, maybe Rabbi Lazar holds what? Chasim Lishma, the rice, and Chasim Lishma, and Rabbanik. Where I got rid of that for Shoshu Gittin Psulim. Then the Gemara has a fourth proposal. Maybe Rav Meir records Chasim Lishma, and Chasim Lishma, and Chasim Lishma, just got rid of that with the garbage can case. So we have no idea who the title is at this point, but we're in the middle of this Tisis. Let's see the Tisis. Okay? Let's start from the beginning of the Taisus. Go ahead. The Chasm of the Nasal Akash. Let's see the top of the Taisus. Dalar Marav. Go ahead. Period. What does Taisus say? This expression of the Chasm of Nasal means you can take it right out of the garbage can, in the beautiful body of a get, written well, take it right out of the garbage can, just sign the get and give it, and you're done. L'chadkilu. Mamish l'chadchilu. Go ahead. There are two places in Shas, on Chavav and Beis and Gittin, and in Ksubas Behem and Aleph. Go ahead. There is a principle that states in the name of Nachman that we are not concerned about looking like a falsehood. L'mechzer k'shikr, we're not chashish. The Gemara over there tells us that and Chavav and Beis is something called a henpeck. We wrote it on the board. What is a henpeck? What is a henpeck? That Beis and stamps a stamp that we certified the star that wasn't forged. The Gemara states on Chavav and Beis that the Dayanim are able to say, we as three people, three Dayanim, have Adim that have testified in front of us that these signatures are their signatures or someone else's and they're aware of it. They can even write that down. Before there was a testimony, they just can't sign it. They sign usually the bottom of the henpeck. But the body of the henpeck, the certification, they write as if there was a testimony already. That looks like a falsehood. No, we're not cautious for falsehoods. Because they know that there's someone about to come in. They want to write it all up, that's fine. Just don't sign it until it actually happens. You see that lemechzer kashika lo chashinim. And the Gemara says, what is the makor that we're not worried about looking like falsehoods? Rav Nachman's garbage can get case. That is the makor that we're not worried about messing with shit. You take a get right out of the garbage can and you sign it and give it, that shows we're not worried about falsehoods. So because based on that, Dayanim can sign a henpek before what? They can write up. I fixed that. They don't sign it. They can write up the body of the henpek before what? Before the testimony even actually happened. Then they'll sign it. Because we're not worried about falsehoods. Where did you get this concept that we're not worried about falsehoods? From Rav Nachman. The garbage can case is the marker. We're not worried about falsehoods. Makes sense, no? You think I get out of a garbage can, everything's fine? Come on. Must be we're not worried about shikur. Shikur. Yes, Binyamin.
So the question that we had during Seder was, does it, because the Remeir seems to be so into just the Hasimos, is it possible that you don't even need Ksiva itself for the get, but rather you can do like a stencil where you just
no,
put it on top?
No, we're going to see. Hopefully we'll see today. We'll see in the very next process you cannot do that. You cannot sign a blank piece of paper. No, it has to be a body of writing.
Like a stencil. Where you,
well, that's later on.
Does it mean Mamshik Ksiva?
That's later on. That's later on in the second paragraph. Okay, that's later on. But what I'm glad you bring it out. We don't say to that degree that you can sign on an empty piece of paper. You know what I mean? Not empty. What's it called?
Blank
piece of paper. That you can't do. You have to sign on something that's a body. But the body could be written even before it didn't even the action didn't happen yet. And we see that from Rav Nachman. Okay? All right. The Gemara discusses the stencil in the second paragraph. I'll show you tomorrow, but we'll enter and save it. Okay, let's go. Let's go on. Right or not? Now, what does this mean? You saw the Mishnah there. We saw it yesterday inside. What does it say? You're allowed to write a tofus of a get and leave slots. You have to leave the slots open. You have to leave the slots of the what? Of the man, the name of the woman, right? The zman, the date. Also, hariyat materis l'chol adam. That phrase, remember? Okay, remember those phrases. That's the part of the toreif. There's two parts of a body of a get. The tofes, the generic part, and the toreif. Okay? Now, these two makoros say that you can write the tofes up because there's a din of ketata. What is ketata? Believe you me, that if the husband writes a get with his name in it and the woman, and she hears about it, that's going to foment a lot of machlokes binyamin. That's what ketata means. And that's going like Reb Meir, because Reb Meir holds Eidech Hasima Karsi. So we make sure you better leave those slots open. Now, Nate, Reb Meir holds Eidech Hasima Karsi. So what do you care about what? What do you care about what? Writing in the name of the man and the woman? I thought you don't care about ksiva. What's the din? Toe face. We allow, but not the toreif, because if you what, if you allow the toreif to be written, what's going to end up happening? They might do the chasimis. So it was a gzeir made. Remeir made a gzeir. That's what the Gemara says beferish and chavavim and base that I wanted you to see. According to Remeir, even the toreif could be written, but we're afraid it's going to cause a problem. And in the toreif, you have the name of the man and the woman. It's going to foment machlokas. So because of that, even though Reb Meir Nate is a chasima man, but he says, I don't want the toreif written up because it's going to cause a machlokas. She's going to see his name, her name. It's going to be a bad deal. Lamaisa. That's the first shot. Okay, let's go. We're in the middle of the Taisis. That's the first shot. What is the Takanas Agunos? What do we say in Chavavim Beis? This is very, very unique. It's not really aguna. What it means is that the husband is going to what? If you write up the Torah, what's going to happen? Rav Chisda says. What does Rav Shabtai say in the name of Chizkiya? What's going to happen? What does Rav Chisda say in the name of Avivi? It's unbelievable. He's going to be so what? He's going to be what? So hot-headed. He got in a fight with her. And he's going to have a get ready to go. You know what he's going to do? Throw the get right at her. And therefore she'll be what? She'll be ma'again. What does ma'again here mean, Nate? Doesn't mean the classical phrase of what? Aguna. It means she'll be alone. That's what again means. So I want you to get in your notes. We stressed yesterday that aguna here doesn't mean the classical word of aguna. It means what? That she's going to be alone. Meaning a woman would rather be married than divorced or single. Tav lemet of tandil mes of mar armalu. Where does the Gemara? Kedushin mem aleph from an aleph. A woman would rather be married than single. Okay? So therefore, this is going to create a situation. We'll just throw the get at her and she'll be divorced. But it says magay. Magay means she'll be alone, Rashi says over there. But I want you to know, aguna doesn't mean the classical word of aguna. In the next line of the Gemara, that's what it meant. According to Rabbi Lazar, what did it say? Who can remember from yesterday? Even the old day of Masir Karsi. You shouldn't be able to write the toe face, right? Because maybe he'll want to go to Minas Yam. He won't find anything. And therefore what? He's going to leave her alone. And then she'll mamish be in aguna. Because he has no patience. He's just going to leave her all alone. That phrase, which doesn't appear in Tosfos, Gavriel, that's according to Rabbi Lazar, we're within Remeir, that actually meant aguna. So if you do that whole Gemara Chavam base, that next line meant mamish aguna. There was a Rav in the 50s that thought that Bizman HaZed, this klal does not apply. Tav l'meis of Tav l'meis of Armelu. And the Rav was very upset at this Rav. Very, very upset at him. And he said a lot of shiurim against him. How can he say that? The Gemara may kovei a klal. How can he say it doesn't exist nowadays? He was very upset at this. It was, happened to be a big Tamil Chacham. But we didn't agree with a lot of his Ashkafis, but he was a big Tamil Chacham. You know, just because you don't agree with someone, just because you don't agree with someone, Lamais and the Shitas, doesn't mean you trash that guy. You know what I mean? I remember if Shechter Shlita told us about this Rav, Lamais, which he disagrees with him about Piashkofa very strongly. Very strongly. I remember he told us that when he was a Rav, this Rav, he would, before he would go home Friday night, he would go to every widow's home and say Kiddush for them. Imagine that? Every Friday night he would go. Every widow's home, he would say Kiddush for them before he came back to his own family. But I learned a tremendous thing from Shechter Shlita about that. Number one, that's a tremendous chesed that this Rav did, but we all knew how much of Shechter disagreed with this Rav in his Ashkof and everything. But he had no problem telling us the midas of this man. It's a tremendous thing, Lamais. So the Rav is very, very strong against it, but we believe in this klal very strongly. So let me ask you a question. Does the garbage can case, go ahead, read on, Mashma. Please get this line. Why in the garbage can case does these two things don't apply? You tell me. Why does the Ketata thing? What do you mean? He's already holding by divorcing her. If he's fishing for a get in the garbage can, you don't need to be worried about Ketata and it's going to foment the machlokes and hurt their shalom bayis. He's already holding by divorcing her. That's number one. Number two, why is the case of Takanas Agunos not applied by Ashba? Takanas Agunos means that what? That he's going to find it. He wants to divorce her now too.
He specifically wants.
Yeah, he wants to divorce her. Not, you don't have to worry about it. He's a hot-tempered guy. It'll be ready to go, Lamaisa. The situation, the first shot is Agunos. It'll be ready to go. Just throw it at her. He's already holding by that point, Lamaisa. He's looking for the garbage can, Lamaisa. He's looking for the garbage can. That's the second shot. The third of you should really write, but we're afraid if you have it all ready to go, he'll be hot-tempered. He's ready to go already. So these two reasons do not apply. And therefore, they don't apply. What does it show, Nate? What can you do with the garbage can? Use it b'di'evad or even use it l'chachilo. What is Tos trying to drive at? Even l'chachilo. We're not worried about Mechser Keshikra, number one. We're not worried about Mechser Keshikra. We're not worried about falsehoods. And number two, the second marker shows you can do a lechachila. Tois is quoting you two makoros, guys. That lechachila, you can use a get that has no bishma, Gavriel, on a deraisa drabanan level, on a ksiva. Nothing. That's what Tois opens up with this Tois. He was a bucky, Tois. He points out two gemaras. Right away, chavavim and beis, right? Chavavim and avroni on a chavavim and beis. And the gemara ksubis. These both show this lechachila, the garbage can case. First Eliezer, then Jonathan. Real quick, guys. Go ahead, Jonathan. Yeah, Eliezer, go ahead.
Wait, so what was Rabbi Meir's two opinions for why we needed the Torah to be also, meaning the part of the Ksiva, the Torah to be in place?
The Torah, Lomaisa, has to be left open. Okay. Has to be left open for Rabbi Meir. Because if it's already written in, it's going to cause machlokas. She's going to see her name and his name that she sees he's ready to divorce her. So the Kozmar Machlaikis, that's the first one. And the second one is because of Agunos. That if you write the whole thing in, which you could according to Mayor, because he doesn't care about the Ksiva, then the get's going to be ready to go. If he has a hot temper and is angry, don't just throw it at him. So you don't want that. So that's why you see Beferish Lamaisa, so that when it comes to what Chasima, right, When it comes to chasima lamaisa in the garbage can case, you could do it lechachila. Only in those cases did he not allow it lechachila, because there was reasonings. But those reasonings don't apply to the garbage can case. So that leaves you with lechachila. And the Rebbe doesn't record lishma nothing on the ksiva, even the Rabbanon. It's a beautiful vort of Taisus. Yes, Jonathan, go ahead.
Also from the other side, with the garbage can, if the husband wants to divorce her, he doesn't want to try to do it in kind of like a slapshot kind of way. He wants to do it in like the most straightforward, kosher way possible. So like it's not just the fact that like Iguna and Machlokas just don't even apply. It's that he Davka want to do it in like the most kosher
right, way but possible. I don't agree with you completely, because he is looking through garbage cans. And he's a cheap guy. He doesn't want to pay the sulfur. So he's looking for a ready-made get with the same name. So you're right. I agree with you halfway. He does want to divorce her, but he wants to save money. And he doesn't care. And Remeir says, that's fine, because I don't care about the ksiva. Only in those cases will I care about the ksiva, because of the takana of what? Kitata, or because of agunas. And the aguna is in a different way. Yes, Nate. Go ahead. Very good. Go ahead.
I don't understand how it shows he's not going to have head.
I can't hear you. The garbage can case, if he's fishing, if he finds a get in the garbage can, it means he's already divorcer. He's at that point already. So you don't have to be worried about him, oh, getting in a fight with her and then looking for a get and divorce her. He already, for whatever reason, he's been very calm. He's just not getting along with her. Whatever the reason is. Either she was mezana or the children, whichever shit he wanted his whole life.
How do you not know that he went to go look in the garbage because he's in a fight?
But the implication of the Ashba case is that Lamaisa, it's already ready made. That's what the Ashba case is. It's ready made in his hand. So it's already there. You're past those points. That's the assumption. It's already been ready made, written up. Okay. All those cases in Chavav, they're writing a tofes. So we don't want to complete it. This whole thing is done already. The whole body of the ksiv is done. Tofes and toref. If you're already at that point, you're past that already. So there's nothing to worry about. You follow me? That's the Nakuda. I'm glad he asked me that. That brings it out. The garbage can case shows you're already past that. The body of the ksiv is complete. So you're already holding by divorcing already. So you have to worry about, I don't want to get to that point where we don't fill in the toref over there. Don't fill in the slots. This is already done. The tofes toref's already done. Okay? Yes, Jonathan, real quick.
Yeah. So if a husband can't afford to have a sofer right himself and he wants to do it
what do we do?
Kosher way possible.
What do we do?
Yeah.
It's a good kasha. Good morning, get in Chafam Raf, that's that kasha. Let's say she has money and he has no money. You know what we do? We take the money out of her bank account and give it to him. Based on Hefker, based on Hefker, Rashi says. And right. Therefore, he has to pay for it. Where does he get the money? We transfer the money from her to him. That's how we said, remember, before we learned Prisbal, that Hefker Beis and Hefker can take the money out of X's Rishus and put it in Y's Rishus.
But can the Beis Din use a Tanai that it has to be used only for Gershon?
Yeah. They earmark it, no doubt. They earmark it. Okay, very good. Excellent. Arya, let's go, guys. Let's focus, okay? You ready? Go ahead. Are you with me? You got it on there? Remember what we said? Yes, go ahead. Let's go. Uman?
Uman, the Mavarish, Nami, also, if you look on a sofa,
his mamish pounds another third point. What's that? What's the Gemara saying, Chafal Fumarav? What did it say about, what does Takana Sofer there mean? What did it say in the Mishnah? You guys tell me, what did it say in Chafal Fumarav? Ibn Takana. What does Takana mean? Gemara doesn't say, Mishnah doesn't say what the Takana is. What does it say? It says, oh, you have to leave all these slots open, the Takana. Takana of what? Gemara's just going to sofer. The guy's the only sofer in town. He's so busy. You got to let him at least write the tofeh so he'll be ready to go. The guy will be flotsam. He's got a whole big kehila. He's the only sofer in the town. You have to let him write tofesim that'll be ready to go. If he's got to write a whole tofeh and Torah for every couple that wants to get, he'll be up all night. He's a human being. He's got to be able to have sleep and eat and relax a little bit. So the Gemara says, well, Takana Sofer, we hold like Rabbi Lazar Zayda Mesira Karsi, and you should not even write the Tofes, because why? Exer, if you write the Tofes, you're going to write the Torev, but because of business, we what? Correct. We allow the Tofes, but not the Torev. Exactly. That's all according to who? Which Tana? Rebbe what? Rebbe Lazar, Master Kohen Remeir, go Zutter, hey, go ahead and write what? You can go right and write the Tofes and the Torev. Read that again, one more time. Uman de Mefarish, that's according to that man number. Go ahead. You don't have to leave any slot open. Vishari, what? Amazing, you can write everything, even the Torev according to that one day. That's amazing. That's an amazing thing. That's according to the day of Amar Alf. You see, that's why I wanted to see Chafavim and Beis makes it even according to Meir. Yes? Either because of what Ketata or either because of what Takanas Agunos. But Amar Alf just says it's like who? Like Rebbe Lazar, right? Two Tanas. And then you guys ask me the Kashi Gavriel Binyamin. I happen to be Rebbe Lazar, the Tanakam. Rebbe Lazar argues in the Sefer. What's the answer, Binyamin? What we say, Trey Tanai, two Tanai, I'll leave it Rebbe Lazar. Remember the two Tanai arguing within Rebbe Lazar? What the presentation is, right? Remember we said that? Because Rebbe Lazar is in the Mishnah. How can the Tanakhama be Rebbe Lazar? So we said it's two Tanayim according to Rebbe Lazar. That's on Amar Aleph, running out of the base. But on Amar Beis, we said it's according to Meir. So if you say on Amar Aleph, Takana Sotah is according to Rebbe Lazar, that implies according to Meir, everything's good. You can fill the whole thing in. Even though on Amar Beis, in earlier entices, we quoted that you can't do that. But there is a sheet according to Meir, you can fill the whole thing in. Even like Achila. So even that case would allow Tofes with Torev to be filled in. So you see, Reb Meir doesn't care less about Ksiva. You can do it even like Achila. Amazing. So then he's bothered by it. Let me ask you a question. This expression, the Chasmu v'Nasmula, with a Vav, is that Mashmul like Achila or B'Yevim? Hi, Omer, Reb Meir. Rav Nachman used to say, that Reb Meir used to say, if you find a get in the garbage can, and it was signed, and the mice or what, you gave it, it was kosher. The way I said it, does that sound, I'm trying to be a little bit of an actor, right? So is that B'Yevim or L'Chachilo, the way I said it? B'Yevim, no doubt. And this, and that, and B'Yevim, he gave it. Sounds like B'Yevim. What do you mean? Tos just got through saying you give it L'Chachilo. How do you deal with the Lashon? Go ahead. Baha. It should have dropped the Vav. The first letter on the Omer should have been dropped. It should have said, Chaslu v'nasula, imperative, command. Sign it and give it, even the Chachila. I've built up this whole Stikl Torah. Then the Lashon should bear it out the truth of it. Azriel. It should be sign it and give it. You follow me, Azriel? If you can do it, the Chachila, then sign it and give it. Drop the Vav. Why is the Vav in there? It's great, Kasha. What's the answer? Do you know what will happen if you write Chasmu v'Nasula? People are going to think, L'chachila, we should find garbage can gets. That it's such an imperative that this is the way to go. Garbage can gets. This is the way to go. So you don't want to give off that impression. No doubt this is L'chachila. But if you write Chasmu v'Nasula, people are going to say this is the only way or the highway. Garbage can gets. That's the only way to go. Come on. Well, I don't want to give off that impression. So I say, Chasmu v'Nasula. It's still a Chachila. No, don't worry. But I don't want to say, I don't want to be too overbearing because people start thinking the only way to go is garbage can gets. That's what it means, losagi nate. Losagi de lo avarach. It's not enough not to do this. Meaning that what? I don't want to give off the impression you got to do it this way. It's a double negative. Losagi de lo avarach means that it's a double negative, that this is the way to do it. That's not, I don't want to get off the brush because this is not the way to do it. Write it up like a mensch. Don't look for a garbage can get. Yes?
I don't understand how people can say that. I would...
Because if you take off the vav, it's a strange way. It's like what Meir used to say, Chasmu v'Nasula. You have a get in a garbage can, sign it and give it. It's the greatest thing in the world. It's the greatest thing in the world. It's like you have the impression it's the greatest thing in the world. It's
not. I didn't think that.
It's the way it sounds. That's an Lashon Sivui. It's an imperative. You know what imperative is? Like a command. It gives off the impression this is the way to go. You don't want to give off that impression. It is L'chachila, you can do it, but that's not the way to go. It's not the best thing in the world. I don't want that to be. That's not the best thing in the world to do. This is what Taisus says, a beautiful Chiddush L'maisa. And this is what I want you to get down, L'maisa. This is not the way to go. Definitely L'chachila, but I don't want people what? And as far as Dafka, you know what? There's a famous phrase in Shas. You know the famous phrase? There's a famous phrase that appears in Yuma Daf Mem, Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavav. It's called Torah Chasam Amonim Shei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu really doesn't want you to spend a lot of money, too much money for mitzvahs. Torah chasa amamonim sheyisrael. So you might have said that since this get, you're saving a lot of money, so maybe it's the way to go. You know what I mean? It's the way to go. It's an interesting theory, no? No, you know what I'm saying? Yisa bracha. Here he quotes the Yisa bracha right here. The notes in the Bura HaTosfos quote the Yisa bracha. I have the sefer right here. So you know, there's an accepted principle. I'll write it on the board. I'm not going to be lazy. It says Torah chasam on Yisrael. There's a notion that Hashem doesn't want you to spend a mitzvah. So maybe if you take that perspective, maybe the garbage can get case is what? Is great. So we don't want to. That even sounds even better. I don't want to give off the impression that we should strive to do that because we don't. Oh, it says it like this. It's like people start saying, oh, I have to try to fulfill this halacha. So you be cheap. There's no such halacha. What did you say? Exactly. But I'm saying based on the fact that there's this concept of Torah, Chasa, Al Mamonim Shel Yisrael. I don't know why he quoted the Gemara. What do you quote? Chulin? Why do you quote Chulin? I told you two other Dapim. We're earlier in Shas. He quotes Chulin Mem Tesim and Beis. I quoted Yuma Daf Mem and Rav. You check all the different places in Shas. So Shon Chavav. I think it's Chavav and Rav. Torah Chasa Mamonim Shel Yisrael. So you might have had a habit and we take that to an extreme, Nate. Maybe this is the way to go. We don't want to give off that impression. Of course you can write a new get. Did you check the get? Are you checking the Makayas where it is? The phrase. Oh, Rosh Hashanah Chavav Amrav and Yuma Daf Mem Amrav. They quote Chulin Mem Testament base. Yes, Yo Gavriel.
This whole question is a little bit funny because I just realized that this whole thing is prefaced with an afilu, which is like a Lashon of Vinyavin.
What's afilu?
Afilu Matabash, but the Chasmim. I'm saying afilu in itself is like.
Yeah, I don't think so. I hear what Gavriel's saying. You hear what Gavriel's saying? Afilu is what? You hear what Gavriel's asking? Afilu gives off the impression that what?
This isn't the ideal case.
Yeah. It gives off the impression. I hear what you're saying. He's saying good. He says, how does that fit in with the word afilu matz? I don't know. Maybe you could say, I could say like this. Don't you dare think for a moment that if the garbage can is any worse. That's what I'm saying. Maybe he's trying to say it is as if it's ideal. And maybe it's the most ideal. I hear what you're asking me. You hear what I'm answering? Afilu, this one is just as good. Yes.
Oh,
I'm off one. I have to do a lap.
Yeah, Yuma is both Lamed Tesam and Aleph and Mem Dalet on the base.
So I'm off. I'm off two dot one. I was off on both a daf. One mice. Two laps. Yes, go ahead.
I feel like a stronger way to answer the Nate's kasha on the kasha is the whole premise of the kasha is that it seems that it's b'di'evet. It seems, but the with the above it seems b'di'evet. It's less stark than the chatchila. So when we say, no, it is l'chatchila,
yeah,
Nate's question was, how does the vav make it weaker? The answer is, yeah, it seems like it's b'di'evet. It makes it...
When you have the vav, it's b'di'evet. When you have the vav, it's b'di'evet. Take away the vav, it goes the other way. It's mamish the best ideal way.
Right. So
that's what Tosh is saying, so I don't like that.
So the final point is that Nate's question is, how does the vav make it seem weaker? It makes it seem like a b'di'evet.
Yes.
Right, so the answer to Nate's question is really in the kashrut itself. The fact that we have the vav, shows that it's weaker.
I understand that, that's what Tosh is dealing with. Tosh is saying that without the why, if my whole mahalach of Tosh's sheet is that you could write a lechachila and you could sign a lechachila and give it, so why does Gemara give off the impression it's in a b'di'evet way? Because if it took off the vav, it would say this is the most ideal way, which is not the most ideal way. We don't say Torah chasam on Shosol, and therefore it's most ideal to find a garbage can get. You can write a good get just as well. I don't want to give off that impression. Okay, fine, Viter, go ahead now, guys. Let's go. Come on. Well, you got a lot to do. Vayter, bitch. Okay? Go ahead. Yeah, well, I get you the later. Go ahead. Vim Tomar. We got to move, guys. Come on. Vim Tomar.
Vim Tomar. Vim Tomar. Vim Tomar. Vim Tomar. Vim Tomar. Vim Tomar. Vim Tomar. Vim Tomar. Vim Tomar. Vim Tomar. Vim Tomar. Vim Tomar. Vim Tomar. Vim Tomar. Vim Tomar. Vim
Tomar. What is this kasha? Well, first of all, what is the kasha? And what does it sound like? Jonathan. What's the difference? A mayor requires the kachila ksiva betalish ksiva. Remember what? Ain kosu mechuber according to who? Who's Laman the Muki Masisik Mechuber Kramer? Who is that? Who is that? Which Amora? Come on, guys. Which Amora established the Mishnah on Ekos Mechubra Chafal like Roy Meir? Which Amora? It's in the top Tosfos and Gimel and Beis. And we said in the bottom, which Amora? No, Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel say it's like Rabbi Lazar. Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish. Again, read it again, slower. Umay Tavim Tomar. Who's the one who says L'chachili Niksiv V'tolos L'manda what? Meaning Reish Lakish. So you're worried about only being the Rabbanon, and it's only L'chachila, they can't be B'chubar. Go ahead. And Shalom Lishma is not even L'chachila. Ksiva. Do you understand the kasha now? The kasha is why when it comes to mechubar, do you say what? Do you say in kosum and mechubar the what? The Taref? Because you might come to do the what? Chsimas? That was a corner of Shlokas. That was a mayor. Chsimakars. Remember that's how we read the Mishnah? Yeah. So why you say that's only lechachila? If you did it, it's still good. Whereas when it comes to lishma, we're saying you can even write a lechachila the ksiva. What kasha does that almost seem like, but it's a bit different? Exactly. Excellent, Gabriel. But what was Tosfos' kasha over there? What was Tosfos' kasha over there in Gimel and Beis and Abaye? You tell me.
And the kasha was...
The kasha was at that point in the Gemara we were trying to say you required what?
The Rabbanan.
The Rabbanan we required, and it was Likuva. Yes? Why my Tolish always stays the same? It's only Likakiva. But at that point, we were saying, trying to say it's what? Lishma would be ma'akev. Now that we've turned the page and said what? That you don't need it at all. Now we're asking what? Now we're asking why is what? Mechubar derabanan lechachila, and Lishma's mutter even lechachila.
The opposite.
The opposite, exactly. Do you understand what I just said? On Amud Beis on the bottom, what was our proposal? That he should require the rabbanan and it's ma'akev. So Tosfos asked on the bottom, why should that be ma'akev and mechubar is only lechachila? Now that we've proven from the garbage can case that the rabbi doesn't even require it and lechachila it's okay, yes? So why is Tosfos only lechachila? And what lishma mutter lechachila? Why is Tosfos only lechachila? And when it comes to what lishma, it's mutter even lechachila. You got that, guys? It's beautiful. Toys asking the same type of kasha, but with the transition in the Gemara. You tell me what it mentioned. What did the Gemara propose in the bottom of Gimel Beis? You tell me on this. What is Gemara proposing? That you need lishma on a drabbanan level, boy, by what? Ksiva. What does Gemara prove that that's wrong from? The garbage can case. You don't need lishma at all, what? Even the drabbanan. It's mutter lechachila not to have any lishma on the ksiva. Why is that different than Mechubar, which is also lechachila? That's what Tosfos asks now. Before he asked, why were you so machmer on the lishma drabbanan? That's ma'akev, and Mechubar was only drabbanan lechachila. Now we're saying, why is what the lishma completely mutter lechachila, and Tosfos remains what the drabbanan lechachila? Goes from one pole to the other pole. What stays in the middle is Tosfos. That is always the rabbanan lechachila. Yes, Gabriel.
Wait, but why do we have this question? We said it's Rav Elazar, that was the Tiretz, and that works for this too. We said that Mishra's all...
We're working within Rav Meir. We're working within Rav Meir now. This whole Tosfos is within Rav Meir, right? We're within Rav Meir, proving that Rav Meir what? At this point, we're proving that Rav Meir is not the town of our mission, but Rav Meir holds us no lishma d'rabbanan even. So if you can, and Tosfos drives home the fact, lechachila, lechachila, we can sign it and give it done. We're not worried about Matzik Shikra. We're not worried about anything. So then why is Mechubar more machmer than what lishma? That's Tosfos' kasha. You got that? But that's the kasha that came in my mind. You see how it works from one pole to the next? It's beautiful. Yes, Benj.
When you say Mechubar was banned by Rav Meir,
the Gemara, Reish Lakish, on Chafal from the Beis. Reish Lakish said he can't write the Toref Lechachiva because it'll lead you to the Chasimus when it's Mechubar. But B'dievet, if you did it, it's fine, remember? In fact, that, when we learned the Gemara, we thought that was a Pashup Shah and the Mishnah because it's V'chasam. Remember we said V'chasam? According to Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shmuel, how do we have to interpret V'chasam? Finish. You finished the Ksiva, remember? Remember, to the Torah was given all in one shot. The Gemara later on in Gittin Daf Nun Tes. Remember, there are two opinions how the Torah was given. Did Hashem give it piecemeal to Moshe Rabbeinu as he gave it, or did he give it in one shot? There, the word Chasuma means finished. It means it was finished writing, not actually signed. Okay, that's a big Kiddush. Pashup Shana Mishnah Chasam means Chasam. Amazing. So what's Tosfos Teretz? A very sharp Teretz Tosfos gives. Go ahead. Let's see. Vomer Rabbein Tam. Go ahead. Vomer Rabbein Tam. Wow. What does that mean? Why are we choshish about what? Lishma. If you bring Edim that what? That it wasn't Lishma. You take the get out of the garbage can and you say, sign here, please. Sign here. Read again. Vomer Rabbein Tam. I'm not afraid that since the body of the Ksi was written Shalom Shema, that's going to lead to Adam Shalom Shema. Why? They know that it has to be written Shema, so I know they're not going to what? I know they're not going to come to a mistake. I know they're not going to come to a mistake. I know that they have a responsibility. They know they have a responsibility. They know when they sign this garbage can get, they're going to write a Lishma. So there's not going to be a concern just because you took it out of what, the garbage can, and the ksiva wasn't done Lishma, that will not lead us to do the chasima shel Lishma, because they know what they have to do. However, if you have a sofer sit down on the floor, on the ground, in the grass, and writes a get on a leaf, and he has Adim hovering around him, what do you think is going to happen? Zimnin? They're going to forget? They're not going to remember to what? Detach and then sign it. They're going to sign it when it's still what? Attached. There you have it, guys. There you have it. That there's more, where it was a need for us to apostle the Rabban and the Chachila Mechubar, because if you don't, they're going to end up what? Not only writing, they're going to sign it. I, Rivera, doesn't care about writing, I don't care. But the writing is going to lead to the signing. Whereas when it comes to Lishma, they're at different settings, guys. They're at different settings. The garbage can was taken out of the garbage can. You go into an office, you get Adam to sign on it. That was written Shalom Lishma. The Adam are, it's at a different setting. You know what I mean by setting? It's a different place, time, location. They're going to know they have to sign Lishma. Just because the body of the get, what, you know, that was taken out of the garbage can. So what? That's none of your business, the guy will say. Husband doesn't want to pay the money. Who cares? But the Adam that sign it know they have to sign Lishma. Okay? Everyone got the answer? Get the word Mishtali means for God. Okay? For God. That's the Kiddush. Okay? Very good. Yes, Eliezer, go ahead.
So how do people get into the previous source on Gimel, on with that?
Yes.
To understand why we would think to say that Lishma would be a problem, even Deraisa. Meaning Deraisa and Rabbanan, it would be more of an issue. As well as here we're saying that it's less of an issue.
I don't know what are you asking from specifically. We're within Reb Meir.
Oh, this was within.
So you're saying no? The Tosfos is talking within Reb Meir. I don't know. What are you asking from Gimel Amud Beis?
Meaning, like, how are you going to plug that in our case in of this Tosfos?
On Amud Beis, we thought that maybe Reb Meir required the Shema Amid Rabbana because of your reason of Zera. But we have proof that Reb Meir was not concerned about Lishma. What was the proof? The garbage can case. That was before the garbage can case was presented. Once you know that the garbage can is presented, you know Reb Meir doesn't care about Lishma with Rabbanan on Ksiva. And the question is why? You know why? Because in the garbage can case, the fact that it was written Shalosh was not going to affect the Ksimas. It's a different time and location, different setting. But Mechubar, they do it right there. He's sitting on the ground with the Edom hovering over him. He writes it beautifully. He's a beautiful, talented guy. The Edom say, oh, let's sign on a leaf right then and there. They forget to cut it off and then sign it. That's very probable. That's why they made a gzeirah. Lechachilu, though. Even if they did write it, it's still kosher. If they cut it off before the signing. Okay? I'm glad he brought that. That's before the garbage can. You have to, the shock of the Tariq were so critical. That was before that was presented. You follow me? Okay, excellent. Let's now move on into Gemara. Okay? Come on, guys. Let's move on into Gemara. So we're so perplexed. Four proposals, all rejected. Who on earth is the Tana of our Mishnah?
Well,
Who is the Tanakama? Who is it? We've been waiting for this time. We've been waiting for this the second. Go ahead, Arya. Wow, it's Rebbe Lazar. Go ahead. Oh, Rabbi Abba's in the mirror. So Mora says, we'll tell you who it is. It's Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says that you don't need Edim at all on the Ksiva. On the Chesima. Yes? On the Chesima. But I've told you this principle. I've said to guys in the shul before. If you're going to volunteer, and you're going to volunteer for the shul, put your whole heart into it 100%. If you're going to do it for 50%, just don't do it. We don't need you to do it. We'll get another guy. You don't need any signatures, according to Rabbi Lazar, Nate. But if you're going to do it, you better do it right. This is the principle of Mezuyah Mitochon. It's forged from within. But you, Rabbi Lazar, don't care about the chassidus. I do if you do them. We're going to see whether it's the Rabbanon or D'Oraisa. I do if you do them. And if you do it, you better do it right. And when you sign Shalom Lishma, you're doing it bad. And therefore, it's possible. So really, the Tana is Rabbi Lazar. All you need is B'fanei Nechtav. Why do you need B'fanei Nechtav? Because there were Edim signed on it. And we need to verify as real. We need to verify when it was done right. Because if you're going to do it, you got to do it right. Yes?
How do you read that in the
bar? Read again. El Yoylam. Rebbe Lazar holds you only need b'fanei nechtav. Yes, because there's k'siva lishma. Chi what? When does Rebbe Lazar not require chasima? Hecha. That's if there's no edim at all. That's what Rebbe Lazar said in the Mishnah Beivav. Nusluf the edim is kosher. Yes. Go ahead. But with our edim, you definitely need it to be done right with lishma. You need to verify it too. Damar. When you do it, you got to do it right. A different mezuzah mitochon is possible. You got me? So who's the Tana now? Rebbe Lazar. Correct. With the importation of what then? What importation called mezuyah mitochon? Which means you don't need signatures, but if you do it, you got to do it right. Read Rashi, please. Look at Rashi. Yesh, I have Yesh Hachi Garcinan. You don't have Yesh? Oh, he takes it out. Excellent. Go ahead. Listen, it would be better if you wouldn't have any aid. Now you've done the Adam Shalom Lishma, you messed up. Go ahead, Menzuyev. Wow, he lumps them all together. These are all the bad guys. Karov, Pasol, Shalom Lishma, they're all Pasol. Yes? Mezuyah Mitocha. Let me ask you a question. What is your impression? Mezuyah Mitocha is a Psul Rabban or Psul D'Oraisa? What is your impression? My impression also is the Rabban. We're going to see it's a major machlekes in the Rishonim.
Really?
Yes, major machlekes in the Rishonim. Let's mention the Shittas now. Let's mention the Shittas now. Poshup Shad. The Poshup Shad L'maisa is that Rashi's master that it's a Psul D'Rabbanim. Okay? Which Rashi's beferish on this? Take a quick look, guys. Yudam and Beis. Quick look. Aryeh, get the Yudam and Beis. The Rashi in the bottom of the Yom. It's a one-line Rashi. I think it's a one-line Rashi. Take a look. Dibra Maskel Moda. You got it? Yes. You got the Rashi Moda? Two lines on the bottom. Last two lines. Two-line Rashi. Everyone got it in Yudam and Beis? Get it down. In your notes, too. I got real good. Moda?
Moda would be a Moda routine.
What does that mean? You might end up relying on them and giving in front of them. So we don't want Edom Psulim written on the get. What is Rashi? What word do I want you to underline 100,000 times on the Rashi? Midrabanan. Please get it down. So Rashi's very, very clear on Yudim and Beis. That's a psul d'rabbanan. Now there is a Rashi in Sanhedrin Please get it down. On Chav Chesem and Aleph, that seems to imply the Mezuvah Mitov is the Yeraisa. Rav Nachum Barchovich has this kasha. And that's where the Chassam Sofer learns in Rashi too as well in Sanhedrin. So it seems like it's a steer in Rashi's. But Tosis, when we get to the Tosis, seems to imply it's the Rabbanon, but I gave you the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? Did anyone see the Rambam? Eliezer got to see it in Yosef. What does the Rambam say in Perikim Allah Yirches? He quotes a Yesh Mishomer. Yesh Mishomer. What does the Rambam say the Yesh Omer says? If you sign an Ashtar Eid Pasal, or someone Shalol Lishma, the get is bottle. What does the word bottle mean in the Rambam? Yes. Excellent, Yosef. That's Yesh Omer. Who's the Yesh Omer? The Gon quoted in the Rif. That's who the Rambam's referring to. The Gon. Now, I think it's Rav Haigon. He doesn't identify him, though. But the Rif quotes a Gon that says, if you sign Shalol Lishma, the get's bottle min HaTorah. And then the Rambam goes ahead, Eliezer, and says, I myself personally disagree. What does the Rambam say? You giving this all down, Binyamin? What does the Rambam himself argue and say? That it's only Psul the Rabbanim Mezuvah Mitocho. Please get it down. If you look in Shulchan Aruch Nos Gittin, Simen Kuf Lamed Alf Siv Vav, he quotes two days. Whether a get that signed Shalol Lishma is a Pasul Min HaTorah Mid Rabbanim. Basically, is Mezuvah Mitocho Psul the Araisa or Psul the Rabbanim? Rashi Soser himself, Yudam Abay says the Rabbanim, Sanhedrin Mashim the Araisa. Here it's not clear.
Which Dalton
Sanhedrin? Chav Chesem Aleph. Chav Chesem and Aleph in Sanhedrin. I think it's Chav Chesem and Aleph. Chav Chesem and Aleph. No, it's Chav Chesem and Beis. Chav Chesem and Beis. Okay? And the Rambam quotes the Gaon, which is quoted in the Rif, that it's Absul the Araisa, and the Rambam holds all in the Rabbanon, and the two days in Shulchan Aruch.
Where is
Tosos? Tosos here. If we get to it today, I'm not sure we're going to get to it, okay? If we got it, we'll see. Maybe we will. Okay? So it's very important, this Din of Mezuvah Pitov. It's forged from within. When you hear that, guys, what's the first thing that to come to your mind? It's within which Tana? Excellent. The mayor, it's the Yeraisa Psul. That's Erech Simakarsi, if they're possible. It's the theory, if you want to do things, you've got to do it right. Now, I want to continue upon this. Please get it. One sec, Nate. Let's get this. The Rif later on quotes this Gaon on Pevavim at Aleph, and he says like this. What happens if you have a get that's written with Ksav Sofer and Eid Echad? What's the din? Ksav Sofer and Eid Echad. What's the din? He says it's possible according to Rabbi Lazar, because it's Mezuvah Mitocho. And then the Rif himself says, I beg to differ. Ksav Sofer ve'ed Echad. Is that Mezuvah Mitocho or is that Kosher? The Rif quotes a Gaon that says it's possible. And the Rif says, I'm sorry, I think it's fine. Someone tell me the Sfarah of the Rif why it's fine. You have Ksav Sofer ve'ed Echad. The Gaon says it's Mezuvah Mitocho, it's possible. And the Rif says it's Kosher. What's the Sfarah of the Rif why it's Kosher? So Nate says, Mechavin to the Ran. That if you have an Eid Echad signed in it, that's nothing. An Eid Echad is zero. Everyone knows it's not Eid. So I don't care how he signs. I don't care if it's an Eid Echad that's what? That's possible. What's the difference? Yes? There's only one Eid on the whole thing. So who cares whether or what? It's like you didn't do anything. You follow what I'm saying? It's like you didn't do anything. One answer is that what? It's Nikar. That since there's only an Eid Echad signed on, it's not Eidus. The other pshat the Ran says, an Eid Echad is not an Eid possible, it's just lacking an Eid Sheni. Therefore, it's not similar to what? Signing an Eid possible. Again, please get this. I don't think I didn't say it clearly. What's the machlokes that going in the Rif? Ksav Sofer the Eid Echad. The Eid Echad is not possible, just one Eid. I think I might have said possible, I made a mistake. Ksav Sofer the Eid Echad. The Gaon says, Gavriel, what's the din? It's Mezuvah Mitocho. What does the Rif say? It's Kasher. What's the Svar of the Rif? Twofold, says the Ran. Number one, I'll tell you why it's Kasher. Since there's only one Eid on it, it shows like there's no Eidus at all. I don't call that Mezuvah Mitocho because there's only one Eid on it. Number two is that an Eid Echad what? It's not that he's puzzled. He just doesn't have another guy to help him. So I don't call that it's diseased. That's a different Svarah. There are two Svarahs why the Rif is saying it's kosher. Number one is that what? An Eid Echad people don't think is, they don't think of it anything. It's not a register. It's like a zero. Number two is, there's nothing wrong. He did nothing wrong. He just has nothing to have a helper. I can't call that Mezuvah Mitocho. You got me? the Ram gives two spars for the Rif against the Gaon. So in the Rambam, in Pirik Gimel Lachaches, the Rambam says again that is an Eid Echad signed on it is Pasul. Why? Because the Mezuyich Midocha. The Ram holds like who bench? The Ram holds like the Gaon. The Ram holds like the Gaon, Lomaisa. Okay? Ram holds like the Gaon. Don't get it confused. When he quote the Yesh Omrim, that's when there was an Eid Echad that was Pasul. That's when there was an Eid that was Pasul, Shlo Lishma. Not an Eid Echad. That's where he quoted the Yesh Omrim. Here, though, he's agreeing if there's only one Eid, it's a problem. You understand what I'm saying? There he quoted the Yesh Omrim when there was an Eid Pasul, Shlo Lishma, that was a Psul D'Araisa. He argued and said that was a Psul D'Rabbana. But what happens if there's only one Eid? But the Eid is Kosher. He says it's Pasul, correct. Now listen to this kasha in the Lechem Mishnah. If according to the Rambam, an Eid Echad is possible, yes, then how do you read the Mishnah? Lechem Mishnah asks. Where's the Lechem Mishnah? Perak Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin of his Gerushin. What does the Mishnah say? What's the third case in the Shlosha Gittin Psulim? You tell me. Ksav Sarvei. And what did the Tanakhama say? What did the Tanakhama say? What did Rebbe Elazar say? Kosher. We're talking with him, Rebbe Elazar. So how can you tell me Rebbe Elazar sold this puzzle?
Maybe he's not arguing
the third one. Excellent. You're Mechavim the Lechem answer. Excellent. Who's that like? Rashi. Remember we said Rashi said he only argues in the first case? Tosfos said he argued in the first and the third. You remember that? So very good name. Excellent. You're Mechavim the Lechem Mishnah. Lechem Mishnah says Rebbe Elazar is only arguing on the first case. On the third case, he agrees that it's puzzle. Excellent. And why is it possible? Midin what? Mezuyev mitocho. Mezuyev mitocho can include how many cases we mentioned so far? A karov, a possible. A possible could be a gambler, someone who signed shalol lishma. That's three. What's number four now? An Eid Echad that's even kosher. That's called mezuyev mitocho, according to the Rambam. So this is an amazing principle, mezuyev mitocho. Question whether they're psul d'ron or psul d'rais. Okay. We got this? This is the chiddush now. Yes, go ahead.
It seems that this is a very good proof to the Rishonim that hold on, that the Rebbe says it's am.
Why is that?
Because clearly he's going to have, you're going to do edus. You don't want to pass the edus. You don't want to have anything that's fetzi fetzi because it's going to be something that you're definitely going to use. If you have edus, you have to make sure it's good.
I don't think it's a riot because you have edim mesirah. Mezuzah mitos when you have edim mesirah.
Right, but
I understand, but that doesn't. Why does that show either way? You could hold dafka, but if you have something in there that's bad, it makes it bad. I don't think it shows either way.
If you're not using them, if you're not using them as
edus, doesn't make a difference though. It messes it up though.
What's this whole question is going to be, but they're not.
Even if you hold af binyamin, even if you hold af, if you have edim mesirah there, you always are using the edim mesirah. And when we talk about this case, you have edim mesirah here. He's talking about you have edim mesirah. He's the Tana. There is Eidim Mesira. Kol Heichad Ike Eidim. He says. When there's Eidim, you know Nichasimus. Lomaisa. Chilo Barabas Chima Heichad Leike Eidim. Right? Chilo Barabas Chasima, where there's no Eidim. When there's Eidim, Lomaisa, it's a problem, Lomaisa. So Rabbi Lazar holds, you need what? You don't need Chasima Lishma, but that's Lomaisa when there's no Eidim. There's no Eidim Mesira. We have Eidim Mesira in our case. The whole assumption is that the Mishnah has Eidim Mesira. Okay, so we got this work now. You got this din? Yes? So according to the first answer of the Gemara, there's two answers we're going to see now. We just saw the first. Who is the Tana Mishnah and Dabbez and Gittin? Took us three blot to get there. Who is the Tana according to the first answer? Who's the Tana? Rebbe Lo. Who's the Tana in the Mishnah? Leolam and Maskana. First answer. Rebbe Lozer. Leolam, Dalam, Rav, Leolam, Rebbe Lozer. Rebbe Lozer. So why do you have to say b'fanei nechtav v'b'fanei nechtam? Why? You guys tell me. First answer, Nei Ela Leolam, the third line of Dalanaf, the first answer. We finally got, we're getting the two answers now. We just did the first. Who's the Tana of the Mishnah? Rabbi Lazar, who does not require Lishma and the Chasimas. But if you're going to do Chasimas, you what? If you're going to do Chasimas, you're going to what? What'd you say? These are two answers in the end of the whole sugya. And you only have four possibilities looking at what the time. You rejected all of them. At the end, we say it's now, we're giving two answers now we're doing in Shir today. of the Gemara. The first one is who? Rabbi Elazar. He doesn't require the Shema and the Chasidus. Why do you have to sifanei nechtam? Because if you have any money, you got to do it right. Based on what principle? Institution? Mezuyev mitocho. Is that absurd? The rest of the Gemara, we said it's a machlokes in the Rishonim. Okay? It doesn't include it, or whether it's one aid kasher. Rambam says possible. Yes, Kavir.
So, from reading the Gemara, it's really difficult to say that one aid would be absurd, because from the Gemara itself, it says,
I agree. Well said. It's lav dafka. You have to read the Gemara lav dafka. Well said. Excellent. It's a very similar hara you had said before by Eidach and then Misur. Remember you said that? We said it's not Eidach. Why is it called Eidach? Very similar hara. Very good diuk. Excellent. Excellent. Very, very good diuk. Okay. Let's get to the second answer of the Gemara. Go ahead, Arya. Let's go. You're absolutely right. You have to read it as lav dafka. Okay? The Gon would the Gon would compliment you, okay? The Ram would say, just say lav dafka, but the Gon that would say that lamaisa, the Gon that would say that, I'm sorry, the Rif that would say that it's kosher, lamaisa would give you a big compliment, okay? The Ram is the one who says it's possible. Go ahead, Arya.
Ravashi,
who wrote the Gemara? Ravina Rashi. Ravina Rashi gives the second answer, which he believes in the Tannis. Go ahead. Wow. What does that mean? You need to have the chasima and chasima to be tallish. You need the shema on both. So it's a third time. It's not Rabbi Elazar. It's not Rabbi Meir. It's Rabbi Yehuda. Wow. Okay. Why do we have to take a whole block to find that? Go ahead, next line of the Gemara. Why didn't you just go right at it? Why did you just go right at it and say it's Rabbi Yehuda? Go ahead. Excellent, because the Tanakam is anonymous, Stam Mishnah Rabbeir. So you see, it's not just said in a case where there's no names mentioned the whole Mishnah. Even at Tanakam, we apply Stam Mishnah Rabbeir. And why do we try to make it like Rabbi Elazar? Because we're passing like Rabbi Elazar and Gittin. And we actually do that in the first answer. The first answer is that it's Rabbi Elazar, right? But in the second answer, his eyes was rebuted. So why did you try to make an effort to make a little buzzer? Because we have this mandate. Look at Rashi. What's the Darachinu Matrina? We bothered and we went away and strived after it. Go ahead. What does that mean? Don't try to skim it. Because I tried to skim it. And then I caught myself. What is v'chitim v'kama listening? What does that mean? What does that mean, guys? Why did you have to say four suggestions? Four proposals, that's what listening means. Kama listening, you have to say so many listening and give them a base? Four different proposals at the time? Just go right at it. Look v'kiremero k'reblozo. That's what it means, Arya. Don't skim it. I caught you skimming. You're an honest man. I know you are. That's what it means, Chitim Kama Lishni. Kama Lishni means that when you try to make, we made different proposals. Why do you make all these four proposals? Hack me a chinik. What are you hacking me a chinik for? Right? In Yiddish, I don't even know how to translate that. It's untranslatable. Certain things are what? Certain things are untranslatable from Yiddish to English. But it means, you know, what are you bothering me about? Four proposals? Just go right at it. It's either a mayor or a loser. Go ahead. Hilchasa.
There's
no Adim sign in Scotch because there ain't there the giving. Go ahead. And that's how we establish in the Mishnah in Beperek Basra that what? That we say that what? We say what's Vachim Mukmina Beperek Basra? What does that mean? That's the way we conclude that what? That the Allah is like Rabbi Elazar? Is that what he means? What do you mean Vachim Mukmina? Trying to skip that, I've tried to skim that one too as well. What do you mean, Mukminin? That's the way we establish it. What does it mean, Mukminin? That's what it means. It's a strange way of saying it, but it means we pass him like Rabbi Elazar and getting in Daf Peivav and Beis. The word Mukminin is a little bit bizarre with that, no? Mukminin is usually establishing a case. You know what I mean? He's like, this is how we establish the halachas like this. Usually Mukminin is the word not used, but that's what Rashi's saying. It's interesting that he uses that word. Okay? Fine. Rashi says later on, leading Shar Strauss, the law is not like Rabbi Elazar. Okay? Only the guy be getting. We pass like Rabbi Elazar be getting. Okay? Fine. What'd you say? I'm sorry, Nate. Go ahead.
Didn't we say, like, I'm talking earlier, that
Tosfos says that it's a Rivra, and that's the end. It was Muti that was a Rivra.
What do you mean?
One of the Tosfos who said was that the end of the end is that it's Rabbi Yehuda. He didn't say that, but he didn't know where it was. I can't remember where it was.
I don't understand what you mean. Which toss are you referring to?
I don't know. I haven't found it.
Okay, when you find it, you'll ask me, okay? All right, good. You know, I remember we did have a review. Didn't we have somewhere a reference that Rabbi Yehuda was the Tana? I think
yeah,
we did. Yeah, it's on the bottom toss and give him a little bit off, no?
Yes, somewhere there.
Very good, yes, okay. That was the Tosos quoting the second answer, correct?
And Rashi's quoting the first answer, so is that not focused between Rashi and Tosos?
What do you mean Rashi's quoting the first answer?
Yeah, Rashi, it says that it seems like we established it in Paschal and Tzuri Elazar.
Which Rashi are you referring to?
The one we just did.
No, no, that was Rashi's Masber the Gemara. Rashi's Masber the Gemara.
Right.
Okay?
So doesn't hold that the first answer is good.
I don't know. He probably just, he's, the way he's saying over there is that the whole sugya over there, it's very hard to say. You remember what Tosos was saying over there? He said the whole sugya and Rav Ashi later on to say that, you know, we didn't know Rabbi Slater Rabba. He's not saying, he's just saying the whole sugya there. He doesn't mean as opposed to the first answer. He's just saying that this whole sugya and Rav Ashi, who wrote the Gemara, they didn't know the maskana of the Rabbi Slater Rabba. That's all it meant. But it's a good, you remember where it said. Very good. Yes, Benji, go ahead.
What law should Rav Ashi mean more like Mustavra than Rukminon?
What word would have I liked him to say?
Yeah.
I would have said v'hachi hilchasa v'perek basra. You know, this is the way we paskind. But that's what he means. So this is the way we establish strongly. That's what he means. And we paskind like a buzz we get. Okay, I'm just saying. The word mukmin is interesting. Usually you're establishing a case there, but that's what he means. Okay, good. All right. So we have a few more minutes. We have 10 more minutes left. We have a lot to do. So I want to concentrate now on the following. Please get it. The Gemara has two answers. If I ask you on a Bechina, who's the Tana of the Mishnah in Pesim and Alf and Gittin? What's the answer you're going to give me? Two answers to the Gemara, what daf? Dalar and Aleph. First answer is the Gemara's answer that it's Rav Elazar. If it's Rav Elazar, you only need Lishma and Ksiva. Why didn't you find a Nechtam then? What's the answer? The Edom and the Get. There were Edom and Get. You got to do it right. Mizuk B'tofu. Excellent. What's the second answer? Rav Ashi is the Tana, the third Tana. Not Rav Elazar, not Rav Meir, but who? Reb Yehuda, who says in English, both the Ksiva and the Chesima. We need to verify that. Okay, excellent.
Rabbi, would Rabbi Lozer say that in Avanami, if you don't have Edom signing it, then you would only need to say the following Achtav?
You're asking me according to the first answer of the Gemara, you mean?
In Avanami.
Good kasha, what are you asking? My impression is that the Takana was a low pluke, that you always need it. In other words, Arya is asking me, saying, Rebbe, what happens if there were no chesimas? What I said is just ridiculous. Why would I just say it's ridiculous? If there's no chesimas, you don't need to sit in front of Nechtam. There's no one there.
Oh, you can't say it. Right. Say that.
So my answer is ridiculous, and your question is I'm blaming you. Your question led me to this. It's really my fault. But you're thinking good.
So
do you guys hear what Arya is saying? If you have a get that has no chesimas, you don't need to sit in front of Nechtam. There's nothing to verify. Exactly. Well said. You still would need to find a nechtav, though, of course. No doubt. Very good. Excellent. Yes, Benji, go ahead.
What does it mean that the Ilan is like Rabbi Elazar in Gittin? That, like,
any manner in Gittin that comes off of Rabbi Elazar argues with a Tana, we hold like him.
So.
Any manner in Gittin.
But we have to find proof of that also, right? Meaning,
like, no, that's the Gemara's right. The Gemara writes, we hold like him.
Why don't we just, like, from the start establish the
mission
like Rabbi
Elazar. Well, the Gemara says in the end it does. First answer, yeah, not the second answer.
Why do we have to go through this whole exercise of trying to figure out, like, make sure that he worked?
That's exactly why, because the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar. So he tried different things. The Gemara waits till the end with Mizuk Mitochel.
Well, I think you wanted that to say.
Because Mizuk Mitochel is a big Chiddush bench. I mean, you don't need it. You don't need it. Don't think about it. You only request the Shema Nexiva. You don't need it. So if you don't need it, who cares if it was done badly? That's the chiddush of Abba. Then when you do it, you got to do it right. That's a big chiddush. That took the dalam off to create.
No,
that's the
chiddush.
No, I'm answering your kasha. You hear what I'm saying? The Gemara tried. Rabbi Lozit doesn't hold the Shema and Chesima. The Gemara keeps trying. Maybe the Rabbanan, that was the whole Gilam Omen base. You have to try to figure out why you need to sit in front of Nechtam, according to Rabbi Lozit. Mizuk B'tov is a very big chiddush. took the Gemara the whole daf to be able to get that, to come up with that chiddush.
So we don't automatically hold by Rabbi Elazar for all matters of chiddush?
We do. That's why the Gemara tried to make it like Rabbi Elazar. That's why the Gemara tried to make it like Rabbi Elazar. We tried to, Lamais. We tried. Okay? All right. But let's go right to this Tysus, because it's not so posh that answer would be a good answer on the Bechina. Because according to Tysus, he's going to fix the second answer. It's not Rabbi Yehuda literally. It's a Tana that holds like Rabbi Yehuda. It's a Tana out there. We don't know who it is. Go ahead, Ari. Look at the small Tysus. How money? Okay, we'll go. Tomorrow we'll do Bli Neder Mode, and I want to try to do Ad tomorrow too as well. But let's look at how money, and we'll finish up here with how money. Go ahead.
How money, Rabbi Yehuda?
Go ahead. If you look up that Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda the Tana holds that if one man says b'fanei nechtam and another shliach says b'fanei nechtam, it's good. Tanakama says it's possible. You got that? That's in the Mishnah where? Guys, turn to it. Tet Vav Amud Aleph. Turn to it. Tet Vav Amud Aleph. Please turn to it. It says, Rabbi Yehuda says, kosher. Shnayim omrim b'fanei nechtam, v'echad omrim b'fanei nechtam, posel. Rabbi Yehuda makshir. Yes? Two guys, I said it wrong. Two guys say b'fanei nechtam. One guy says b'fanei nechtam, posel. Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. Yes? Now, if you remember, and Nate, this is why I think you were also you got me thinking, on Gimel Mebez, the top Tysus, memory presented the following theory, that the Tanakama of the second parrot is the same Tanakama as the first parrot. Remember we said that? In that top Tosos, on Gimel Mebez? Makes sense, consistent. So the same Tanakama that's on what? That is the beginning of the second parrot is also the beginning of the what? The first parrot. You got that? Now, we got a problem with that. Because if Rabbi Yehuda isn't mentioned in the Mishnah in the second parak, yes? That means the Tanakama can't be who? Yeah. Can't be Rabbi Yehuda. So how can Rabbi Yehuda be the Tanakama of our Mishnah?
He's also mentioned in our Mishnah.
Excellent, Nate. Very excellent. Let's go one thing at a time. Marshaw Esher Kasha. Excellent, guys. You guys are all on the ball today. Excellent, Nate. Let's go one thing at a time, though. You understand what I was bothered by? Yes? Arya, you got that? What's the answer? Go ahead. What's the answer? Write the period right before Baha. And after Nechtam. Baha, Summer, Kurulak, Rabbi Yehuda. What does Baha, Summer, Lak, Rabbi Yehuda mean? That what?
In this case,
what? That the Tanakama of our Mishnah holds like who? Like Rabbi Yehuda, unique. Siva Lishma and Chasim Lishma. But he argues on Rabbi Yehuda whether two guys can say what? B'fanei nechtam, and one guy said b'fanei nechtam. That he argues on. So what it means is not literally purely Rabbi Yehuda. Who is it? Gavriel. It's a ton out there floating out there. We don't know who it is. But he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, you need ksiv lishma and chasim lishma. Not like Rabbi Loz only holds ksiv lishma. Not like Rabbi only holds ksiv lishma. You need both. But it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda is mentioned in the second parak. So it's not Rabbi Yehuda. Who is it? A Tana out there who holds like Rabbi Yehuda by Ksiv Chasim Lishma, that's what means Baha Svirulev. He holds like him Lagabi Ksiva what? Ksiv Lishma. And Ksiv Lishma. That's what Tosfos is driving at. Okay? Everyone got that? That's how you read the what? So if I ask you, according to Tosfos, who's the Tana? Not Rabbi Yehuda. Who is it? It's a Tana holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Yini Lishma, Ksiv Chasima. And just like in Ksiva in what? Just like in Ksiva and Lishma to be Mechubar. So do you need that as well. Okay? That's the Chiddush what? That's the Chiddush of Tysus. Okay, we got that? Yes? Everyone got it? It's a tremendous answer. Yeah? The Gemara doesn't mean our Tana is literally Rabbi Yehuda. The Tana holds like Rabbi Yehuda, then he ksiv v'chsim lishma. Doesn't hold like him completely, because if one guy says b'fanei nechtam, and two guys says b'fanei nechtam, what is the case over there? What is the case? Echad omer what? No, Shneimer in front of Nechtav, and Echad says what? Nechtav. That says, what's Nechtav, it's considered to be false. I don't know why he writes it that way. He writes it, Echad Omer Fanei Nechtav, Echad Omer Fanei Nechtam. That's what they argue on.
Because it's the...
And maybe the Gemara fixes it over there.
There's three cases in the
Okay.
It's one and one, it's two and one.
So when Yudu is Maxer, which one is he arguing? So Bracha says Yargon, one guy says Befanecha, one guy says Befanecha. Which one is he arguing on? Does it say Beferish in the Gemara? I think Rashi says, no. Yudu Maxer came and Shinu Lasudi Nami Aksiva Ohu Oakar. Sulach Lafufe. Gemara Mina Choluk Arab Afri Shoya. Yes. I have to Befanecha, I have to Befanecha. Yusuf Bracha is correct. Rashi says, please get it. There are arguing against one guy says Befanecha, one guy says Befanecha. Tanakama says, Bob Rabbi says, possible. You got this? So, what? Rabbi Yudah says, Kasha. Tanakama says, possible. So, Nate asked the bomb Kasha. Marsha asked his Kasha. Look at our mission in that base. I forgot about it. I'll admit to you. Rabbi Yudah also mentioned our mission. What does Rabbi Yudah say? What does Rabbi Yudah say? Mirekim Lemizra. Yes? Yeah. So how can you tell me the Tanakhama is Rabbi Yudah? Why is he only worried about, why does Tosfos only prove it from this Mishnah in the what, in the first pair, in the second pair? What about our Mishnah? Can't you prove it from our Mishnah? It's a bomb kasha. Very sharp kasha. Very, very sharp kasha. Yes? The Marsha and the Maram Shif asked this kasha. Maram, Maram Shif, the Marsha, Badur Bas, all three of the Gedalia asked kasha. Maram, Maram Shif, Marsha, they all asked this kasha. Also, we also have Rabbi Yudah. Yeah? So what do you do? So you know what the Maram says? Get it down. The Maram says, oh, Tosus knew that. Tosus knew that, Gabi, our Mishnah, that it's a Tana that holds a Rabbi Yudah on one Nekudim. But Tosus didn't know that about the second parak. That's what he says. That's what he wants a Tana. He says, Tosus already knew in the Kash that our Tana couldn't be Rabbi Yudah. It's a Tana Acher that holds a Rabbi Yudah. That's a, Tosus knew that for our Mishnah, but he didn't know it for the what? For the Mishnah on the second pair. What does the Marsha say to that? What's the difference? How did he know it by what? How did he know it by the Dafes, and he didn't know it by the beginning of the second pair? What's the difference between the two? He doesn't like that answer, Marsha says, the Madur Bas. It's a ridiculous answer, he says. I shouldn't say ridiculous, but he's stark against him. He says, what's the difference? So listen to this. I want you to get it. We'll close with this. The Maram Shif answers, you know what? Tosus didn't mention our Mishnah. You know why? Because you could read our Mishnah. The Tanakhama is Rabbi Yehuda. Because why? When Rabbi Yehuda said, when the Tanakhama says, "Amevi get me nisyan," he's coming to exclude what? Only Cheger. He's not excluding what? Who's Cheger? That's Rabbi Gamliel. He's not excluding Rekim though. He was just saying, "Amevi get me nisyan." That includes Rekim. You need to say it. So Rabbi Yudah and Tanakhama are the same. That makes beautiful sense. So Tosfos
says that both prophets were written by the same person.
Can't hear you. What?
Tosfos says the prophets were written by the same person.
Yes, the Tanakhama includes Rabbi Yudah's words. The Tanakhama includes Rabbi Yudah's words. Yes. When he said Menachem, it meant it included Rekim. He was coming to Micholik on Cheger, but not Rekim.
That mission is written by Rabbi Yudah, and the second one was written by Tana, not Rabbi Yudah. Tosfos says that both were written by the same person.
What did you say? No, that's why Tosfos doesn't, is not bothered by our Mishnah. At the end of the day, you're right. It's not Rabbi Yehuda. But I'm saying the reason why he doesn't point to our Mishnah, because our Mishnah you can get out of. And you can say that what is Tadak and Rabbi Yehuda are the same one. The clincher is the one on Perek Beis, which shows it cannot be Rabbi Yehuda. It's got to be another Tana who holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Correct, at the end of the day. But the reason why I didn't quote our Mishnah is Araya, because you could reread our Mishnah. You cannot reread Perek Beis. Perek Beis is a slam dunker. That's it. Then it's another Tana who holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Isn't that sharp? That's like a schmack, guys, no? That's how you learn up a Tice, a small Tice, takes me 2 seconds. No, it doesn't. It takes you much longer. Okay, let's stop here. All right, tomorrow the mice we go biter, guys. We got a lot to do.